Hello folks, welcome. This is going to be a big presentation. This is going to be basically giving you a firm foundation in all the topics that I'm knowledgeable about, or at least I think I'm knowledgeable about, or at least I have the experience of being knowledgeable about. I have the experience of thinking I'm knowledgeable about them. So they're going to be the main topics of what we sometimes call redemption, although I don't really like to give what I talk about a name because it sort of gives it various associations. Like to sort of, you know, anti-government sort of stuff. Well, I'm really not anti-government at all, folks. You know, I've told you this before. The things I talk about, I mean, it's not like government tried to hide them at all. You know, it's not particularly... I mean, it is top secret, yes. And they may not like me talking about it. But I'm afraid that's just tough. I mean, I am a shareholder of the UK. And I think I do have a right to talk about my investment. And that's just one of the things I'll be talking about, by the way. First thing is going to be the intro and the sort of come from style attitude. Because the most important thing is always where you're coming from. Like I was saying, you know, if you come from a sort of anti-government perspective, folks, this may sound silly to a lot of you, but what you may have heard about things like the law of attraction, they're completely accurate, okay? If you come from a position of hating a government, you're going to get judges and people and policemen who will beat you to death. And I'm not joking. You know, you're going to be experiencing these sort of corrupt officials all the time. And, folks, this is my come from. There is no objective reality, okay? Our experience is whatever we make it, whatever we want it to be on a certain level. On a particular level, we can't control everything, because otherwise there'd be no fun in the game of life. But generally, if you really got it set in your heart that, you know, that the government always does it right, like, you know, you may have heard people like Gordon Hall talk like that. And that's exactly what he experiences. He has numerous successes in the courts. Why is that? Law of attraction. He thinks that they're going to be really nice. Or he knows it. He has full faith in that idea. And so that's what he gets. So there's no point coming at it from an, oh, they're evil. I'm going to, you know, I want to get them thrown in jail or put a commercial lien on his head. No, then you're just going to get angry public. Then you're just going to, all you're going to see then is corrupt public officials, okay? Because that's what you're thinking they are. Okay? The universe is very faithful. If you believe an idea fully, that's what you'll see, okay? So that's my come from. That has always been my come from. You know, I've never really got angry at them, even when I've watched, you know, various videos of, like, you know, 9/11 and, you know, what really happened there. And so what if they, you know, people always say, what, they killed their own citizens? Yeah, so what, folks? You know, there's no meaning inherent to anything. It's only the meaning we attach to it that then causes us to have a belief system and then causes us to have different experiences which filter through that system, thus creating a reality suited to our beliefs, you know. This sort of topic is something I could go on about for ages, but basically, my come from is that, you know, there is actually no such thing as government. They're just sort of men and women working in London, and government is sort of like a corporation. It's a bit like McDonald's. So, you know, you're not going to get scared of a corporation. And also, despite what many people tell you, they don't have full surveillance over everything we do, okay? Just, you know, if you're going to hold that idea, you're going to be living in a state of panic, and therefore that's going to affect your reality. Alright, so that's my come from and introduction. It's only lasted 4 minutes. What else can I go on about? Point of view. That's my point of view, folks. You can take whatever point of view you want, okay? I'm not telling you you have to take any particular point of view. That's just my point of view. That's the one that works well for me. And that's the one that serves me best. I have no use for fear of government. No use for it at all. Okay, at all. And whilst I say it's like, you know, many people interpret that as me saying I'm not afraid of them, like perhaps I might go out and attack them or something. No. All I'm saying is I'm not afraid of them. But that doesn't cause me to do extreme things. That just means that I, you know, when I get perhaps a letter through the door from I don't know, a court or something, you know, I don't get worried about it. Well, actually, to be honest, folks, I've never got a letter from the court. But if you see what I mean, I'm just saying that You know, basically, I'm saying what I said. I've no use for the fear. I've no use for the fear factor in it all. Okay. If they want to, if other people want to let themselves be controlled by fear, that's fine. But we imprison ourselves. We enslave ourselves through our own thoughts. It's nothing to do with them. There is no group of people running the world. There can't be. It's impossible. What's got to be is that the people have to enslave themselves. Okay. And now, people say, like, why don't people wake up? Well, excuse me, are you so arrogant as to believe that waking up means just coming round to your belief system? What, you're thinking your belief system is the best one, and anyone who comes round to that belief system should have woken up? No, of course not. Every single person's belief system and life is absolutely perfect, okay? There's nothing that needs changing. Because those people, say take an average Joe, they don't experience all of this sort of secret side of government. They don't experience it, so it's not a reality to them. And obviously, therefore, it was never meant to be a reality to them, okay? It's another one of my concepts, you know, there are no coincidences. Everything that happens is meant to happen. We have the illusion of choice to make the game seem fun. Okay? And thus choice is a reality for many people. You see what I mean? I'm basically saying it's all subjective and, you know, don't go around getting people to wake up. As I said, are you so arrogant as to believe that your point of view is the best point of view? I mean, you're not any more free than when you started, are you? If you're still thinking in terms of that, it's just like, you know, someone from a particular religion going out and trying to convert people. That's all you're doing. Your religion is your beliefs about government, and you're going out and trying to convert people to them. So no, they're not waking up. They're just being enslaved by your belief system as well. So don't try and force it on them, alright? Okay. Glad I got that off my chest. I just want to say, you know, for a while, I really don't like the whole wake up the sheep attitude. I mean, seriously, folks, you know, a lot of people out there, it's not like everyone out there is really unhappy and there's something missing from their lives, and if only they listened to you, then they might fulfill their dreams. No, it's a load of rubbish. If they were meant to know this information, they would know it, or perhaps they will know it in the future, okay? So whoever hears this information was meant to hear it, and that's fine. Whoever wasn't meant to hear it, and that's fine. So don't try and convert people, because you're only going to make enemies. You're not really going to make any friends doing that. It's not really going to be very beneficial, I don't think. So that's what I do. You know, I put stuff out there. I make videos. All I do is put stuff out there. I just make offers to people. You know, if you want to watch this video, go on my channel. If you want to listen to this audio, do this. I'm not telling them they have to. I'm just making an offer, you know. And the people that do want to do that will do it. The people that don't, won't. So it's a much more free method, I think, rather than going out there in the streets with a megaphone and ranting on about it in the public. And I do know people do listen to the audios on this website. I have received emails talking about them. So I'm not going to say thank you for listening to them. I don't make any profit off of this. It's just me getting information off my chest. So, I mean, I've got loads to cover today, so I'm gonna sign off for this first part. So, thanks for listening. Basically, everything's subjective. Don't try and force your beliefs on others. That has always been the case. On a higher level, if you're gonna force your beliefs on others, like I said, then that's what you're meant to do. But there's no such thing as coincidence, and that's absolutely fine. To be honest, everything is okay. All I'd say is what I find most beneficial. So I'm just sharing my experience. Thanks for listening.